Salt Lake relieves Elliott Fall of GM duties, parts ways with multiple coaches. That is the latest headline found on KSL Sports from Chandler Holt with the latest Real Salt Lake news. I think news that blindsided us today on Friday, December 1st. Yeah, Real Salt Lake is making some major changes. They're going to be shaking things up with the front office, and I am eating crow as I read all of the updates and all of the latest reactions, because in the last two episodes, if you guys have been paying attention, I've been a little bit critical of the front office and saying that, hey, it's the most secure job. They can do no wrong. They're not going to be switched up. They're not going to be fired. No one loses their jobs. It's one of the most secure places to work in Salt Lake City, if not across all sports. And today we get this bomb, basically indicating that big changes are coming. So this episode is just a quick update to share some initial thoughts, some initial reactions, not only for myself, but from some of the fans that were tweeting at us, and overall just kind of sharing their thoughts on all of the social media platforms. But let's talk about who, along with Elliott Fall, has been relieved of their duties. So three assistant coaches on Pablo Mastroianni's staff did not have their contracts renewed for the 2024 season. So that includes Matt Taylor, Ignacio Hernandez, otherwise known as Nacho, the goalkeeper coach, and Brett Jacobs are the three coaches that were dismissed from Mastroianni's staff. I think the biggest question there is, why is Pablo Mastroianni still around? What does ownership see in Pablo Mastroianni? It must be something good if they're going to essentially eliminate everybody around him and retain him. Let's just remind you guys that Real Salt Lake in the last two seasons have been eliminated in the first round from the playoffs. I know that's always been the benchmark, is to get Real Salt Lake to the playoffs, and a lot of people would say that that's a successful season. But if you follow Real Salt Lake the way that we do here at the RSL show, or if you're just a long time fan of the club, the debate's just been that it's been very mediocre, nothing to write home about, not exciting, questionable all across the board from Pablo Mastroianni. Great person on a personal level. We all love him at the RSL show, but I think as a coach, a lot of us have expressed our opinions, and oftentimes they're not the greatest. And before we move on from Elliott Fall talk, we just want to say that Elliott Fall, at least with the RSL show, has always been a great resource for us. He's always been available to us. He's always been willing to come on the podcast. He's always been willing to give us access, even when we did a few video segments. Just gave us unprecedented access to the RSL show and to KSL Sports. And so he's always been a proponent of being transparent as much as you can with either traditional media or the podcast boys, as like some people like to coin us. And so it's difficult when you like somebody personally. Elliott Fall is a great dude, great guy all around. But like I said, we've always just expressed our frustration, and we've always taken the fan collective, and we've always expressed those opinions as well too. So who knows? Who knows how Elliott Fall might feel deep down about us? But it is hard also to just ignore that. Elliott Fall was Real Salt Lake's first employee, started off as an intern, eventually at some point was also doing videographer, like he was the team videographer for a while, and basically did that whole Cinderella story of starting from the bottom and getting all the way to the top. It is truly a huge success story, and he's put in 17 years with Real Salt Lake since the very beginning. So the respect has been earned. The respect is given. Although we've always expressed our frustration with the front office, coaching, maybe some players, Elliot Fall is someone that we have to maintain respect for because the dude has been with the club and basically gave us almost 20 years of blood, sweat, and tears. He gave us a trophy, gave us some really good memorable moments, signed some incredible players, shifted things around a lot. And you know that at his core, to give a club 17 years is massive. It's just a massive sacrifice. And so for that, we just have to acknowledge it and say thank you. We did a post on Instagram thanking Elliot Fall. Of course, you know, now we're kind of left to see what ownership will do. It looks like they're going to try and look at resources. They mentioned a global search for a new manager. A lot of hints at Jason Christ coming back. And again, the narrative there from the fans at least is, hey, let's not quote unquote RSL this again, meaning that we just kind of go back into our arsenal of, you know, previous players, previous known names, and essentially just hope that they understand the role that's available, give it to them. We're happy for a few moments and then realize, okay, this is probably not a good fit. So, the next few days, next few weeks should be pretty interesting to say the least. It also looks like a few maybe promotions have been handed out, if you want to call it that. Technical director Kurt Schmidt has been promoted to the sporting director role, and assistant GM, also former RSL legend, Tony Beltran, looks like he'll be taking on more responsibilities with the club. Pretty vague on the Tony Beltran side, but Tony Beltran is gifted in the sense of, you know, he's got a brain made for soccer, a valuable resource that's been around the game for way before he was even playing in the league. So, but going back to Kurt Schmid, in the release that was sent out today, it basically just kind of encompassed or at least mentioned what he's responsible for moving forward. And that is to oversee all the day-to-day team operations, the club's expansive player personnel and scouting endeavors, all levels of player pathway development and methodology, and play key roles with both the sporting and business integration of RSL with Global Football Holdings properties overseas. So with the shakeup of losing Elliot Fall, although that's a blow, I can tell you that Kurt Schmid and Elliot Fall were often inseparable. And you have to assume that that is going to in some way translate or at least keep some familiarity of how things are done and ran at Real Salt Lake. So it's not a complete dismissal. Obviously, there's some key parts and key names still going to be involved with the front office. And I think that is a good thing. This is what John Kimball had to say about Elliot Fall's dismissal. I'm going to read this paragraph in full. Again, the full article is on KSL Sports. John Kimball says this about Elliot Fall. First, I wish to express the utmost gratitude and appreciation for everything that Elliot accomplished during his 17 years with Real Salt Lake. Elliot's enthusiasm, positivity, eagerness to learn, and his overall love of the game imbued each of his various posts over the years with innovation and success. His stewardship of the team during his 5 years as general manager, steadily guiding us to the postseason despite change, and the volatility around us will never be forgotten. This is what John Kimball had to say about the assistants being let go. We also wish to acknowledge what Matt, Nacho, and Brett have brought to our club. Their collective years of blood, sweat, and tears dedicated to RSL and our community will always be appreciated, and each individual should take great pride in their accomplishments here. He then continues on to talk about the future and what that holds, and this is what he has to say. Change is always difficult, but the growth and evolution of Real Salt Lake and all the teams that comprise our club is necessary each and every day. As we enter our 20th season of existence, our ambitions demand a renewed approach as we pursue trophies and championships on the field and seek to further deepen our connections off the pitch. I look forward to working more closely than ever with Kurt, Tony, Pablo, and everyone involved as we take RSL and each of our teams to unprecedented heights. So what do you guys think? Is this the right thing to do and is necessary to win championships and win trophies? Or do you guys feel like this is a mishandle and maybe we've let go of some of the people who shouldn't have, and should it have been Pablo? It feels like everything is split 50-50 online. I'm going to wait to express how I'm feeling about all of this when we do our next episode with the full roster of the RSL show. But again, go catch the latest on KSLSports.com. Look for Chandler Holt's assessment and breakdown of the news that we received today. And let us know. Tweet at us. Shoot us some Instagram DMs. Comment on the latest posts. And let us know how you feel. We've been running the show a long time, and we know that the front office is usually something that the fans come for. We know fans and podcasts alike have been critical of ownership, maybe the inaction after a mediocre season, letting things ride out. But in a way, a lot of us are getting what we've been asking for a few years. So, do you see this as a positive or a negative? We know what happens when front offices are shaken up like this. It could take a little bit of time to get back to where we were, but in Real Salt Lake's defense, they've got a pretty strong roster right now. Again, questionable with Pablo Mastroianni, but maybe this is the shakeup that needed to happen to put us in the conversation for trophies. Let us know. We want to hear from you guys. Thank you so much for keeping it here on the RSL show at KSL Sports. Have a safe weekend, but most importantly, join the conversation. Let us know your feelings, and we'll see you on the next episode.